Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, I'm Joey Hager, and welcome to Babylon Radio. As you can see, we're in a special location today because we have a special guest. He is the theater technician here at the University of Rio Grande, and he's also the creative force behind the band Dark Twist. I'd like to welcome to you, John Polson.
Good to have you, John.
Thanks for having me.
Okay, so, like I said, you are the creative force behind Dark Twist, local rock band here. Basically, I just want to start out asking you, how did you get into music? What age were you? What inspired you?
All right. Well, my mother is a singer, a gospel singer, and so I grew up playing drums in the church, started when I was about 7 years old, and of course I played in junior high band, high school band, marching band, symphonic band, all that kind of stuff growing up. And then by the time I was in high school at River Valley, I started playing music with a couple of friends, Josh Mount and Brandon Hawley. And we started the first band I was in called Painslave, and that was a full-on metal band. And we did a lot of shows in Huntington, Charleston, as far as Youngstown. So that was a good way to get our feet wet.
Yeah. So you started out first with the drums.
Yeah, that was the drummer in that band.
And then you play guitar in Dark Twist. So when did you decide you wanted to pick up guitar and learn it too?
Well, after Painslave, I was in the band Sleep Is Dead for a while, and we also had a lot of good success. But at some point, I decided that being behind the drums was not what I wanted to do anymore, and I wanted to be more of a creative influence on the bands that I was playing in. So naturally, that led me to wanting to write music, write guitar parts, sing, write lyrics, and all that.
John, Beatles or Stones?
Definitely Beatles. Yeah. Beatles are winning like 3-0. Somebody said Slayer won, but
so where do you find influence? Not from bands or anything, but where do you find influence when you're writing like lyrical content?
Well, most of my lyrical content comes from information that I've learned on the internet. Some of it you could call conspiratorial. I call it hidden truth. But essentially, I like to discuss these ideas through my lyrics, and that way someone may pick up on that and do some research of their own and make their own decisions on the way the world really works. That's part of also the meaning behind the name Dark Twist is, you know, any good movie or book, the twist is that point when you find out the hidden truth that you didn't know before that changes your way of looking at the whole story. And I think there are a lot of hidden truths in our reality that we have, all of us have, at one point or another, stumbled upon a little bit of truth, and it was like one of those twists to us in our life as we know.
And what's your process like? Are you writing licks first? Do you get a riff in your head? Do you get a line in your head?
Okay, generally I start with a riff. And usually when I write guitar riffs, I already hear a drum part in my head. Since I started on drums, it just comes kind of natural, which you'll notice in the music, a lot of the riffs and drum parts are very syncopated. So I would say, I start with the riff, and the drum part is kind of already there, and then I will layer usually another riff or another guitar part that I think fits well with it.
Okay, so now we're going to go to a live performance from Dark Twist. This song is called Master of One. You want to tell the audience what the song's about, how it got influenced?
Okay, Master of One is based on the old saying, Jack of all trades, master of none. And basically, the idea behind the song is that if you really want to master anything, whether it's music or personal relationships or your job, your career, whatever it is, you just have to work on it and take time to perfect your art. So the idea of, you know, turning off all the distractions and getting really getting to work on what your passion is and what you love.
All right. Here is Dark Twist with Master of One. Since you are the creative force behind Dark Twist, I know that you were
recording process is different than most bands. If you would, just walk us through a recording process of a song and how you go about it.
Okay. Well, like we talked about before, since I do write all the music, started as a drummer, and when I write a guitar part, I usually have a drum part in mind, as well as bass and then vocal parts. So Dark Twist is in the recording studio. It's all me. I play, you know, write and record all the different parts. And then for the live show, I've been able to get some of my good buddies and awesome musicians to play those parts with me, so that I'm not just a one-man band with a backing track. And I really value those guys, and we've kind of made it to where we can do trade-offs, which is one part why I'm in the three bands, kind of trading. I'll play, you know, music that someone else has written for them to kind of fill out their band if they would do the same for me. And that's how Dark Twist got going.
So what band are you really into right now?
Well, my favorite band is probably Avenged Sevenfold. They put on a great show. All the musicians are really good. The singer, everybody is always perfect note for note when you see them live. And they have a lot of extra stuff like pyrotechnics and awesome lighting and stuff like that. So
I did not know that about you, since my favorite band is also Avenged Sevenfold.
Awesome.
Wish they would somehow be able to find a drummer to replace the Red Party.
Yeah,
I don't think it's ever going to happen.
Some people will just can't be replaced.
No, that's for sure. Is that where you gain a lot of influence? Like, what kind of bands are you mostly gaining influence?
I would say that they are a big influence on my music. However, the idea behind Dark Twist is that it's a mixture of all the influences in my music life. Which I'm also a big fan of classic rock, from the Beatles to Ozzy Osbourne, Led Zeppelin, all the big classic rock bands. I really appreciate and draw from, as well as newer, heavier bands such as Avenged Sevenfold. Killswitch Engage is another one of my favorite heavy bands.
So, is your guilty pleasure Maroon 5?
No.
Is that fun?
I'm here with John Polson from Dark Twist. I need to get your opinion on this rapper. I don't know, how do you say his name? Is it B-O-B or if it's just Bob? Thinking the world's flat. You got a Twitter beef with Neil deGrasse Tyson. Degrassi? DeGrasse? I don't know. Anyway, he thinks the world's flat.
Well, I've seen a few of those videos myself, but I don't think there's a whole lot there.
Is there Nickelback? Is it Limp Bizkit?
I used to like Limp Bizkit, as did most people, but as most people, I also don't like them anymore.
Some conspiracies, you can look at the facts and you can make your own decisions. Others, there's just not enough facts for you to actually believe them. I like to know what all the people are thinking, all the different conspiracies or truths that are out there, because then I can, you know, formulate my opinions. And as well, it's interesting just to know what other people believe, whether you believe it or not, someone does.
Yeah. And it's amazing that someone believes that in the 20th century. But I just wonder, like, what does he think whenever he sees footage of, like, satellites and stuff, and there's a picture of the Earth, and it's round? I mean, do you think it's, like, pizza round? Like, you only see this side of it, and Russia doesn't even exist?
Sure,
pizza. China doesn't even exist.
It's round and flat, right?
I'm just wondering, when he looks at these pictures in space, he goes, nah. I don't believe it.
I think what I've heard is that the people that believe that are just claiming that all the pictures are fake. All the round Earth pictures must be fake.
There's been thousands of people just like trying to screw with everybody. Let's pretend this thing's round.
Yeah.
Let's get pictures of this thing being round. Screw with their mind.
Or maybe there's a back side of the Earth that's hidden that no one knows about.
The dark side of the Earth. Parallel, like, universe. I'm sure that was Pink Floyd's album. When the Earth is flat, and maybe the dark side of the Earth. Nobody even cared about the moon. All right, well, here's another live performance from Dark Twist. The song is called Ghostly Invasion. John, would you like to set the song up for us?
Ghostly Invasion is a song about the hidden possible health side effects of all the new technologies that are coming into existence.
and the fact that we just really don't know what a lot of these technologies are going to do to the human body over a matter of a long period of time, say 10 to 20 years, because a lot of them have only been around for a few years. So there's this idea out there that a lot of the things that we take for granted and use every day, even as something like Wi-Fi or cellular phones, could actually be very harmful to the human body in the long term, and it just kind of explores the idea.
All right. Here is Dark Twist with Ghostly Invasion. So where can people find out stuff about Dark Twist?
Okay, well, primary website at the moment is facebook.com/darktwistmusic. And we've got some exciting stuff coming up. We have a show with Tusk, Eye of the Fallen, and Silence the Ocean here in the theater at the university. That'll be on February 9th, starting at 7 p.m. $7 at the door, but we do have pre-sale tickets available for only $5, and it's for a great cause. It's helping the Grand Corral Singing Group go on a trip, an educational trip, to Chicago this spring. So we're excited about that, and we look forward to having a lot of Ryer students out for that. And then we also have a Dark Twist show coming up at NV Inc. on April 23rd. That's a Saturday night, and Tusk will be playing that show as well, along with my cousin's band called Ben Fall Teaser. So if anyone is interested in that show as well, I will have pre-sale tickets available for that for $5. And
Dark Twist also has new merch available that we'll be selling at those shows. We're going to have t-shirts, stickers, buttons, and recordings of the first single, Master of None. So we look forward to people coming out and supporting their local music for those events.
Okay. So, John, you are in three bands currently, correct?
Correct.
You're the creative force behind Dark Twist. That's your project. That's your baby. But you're also in Eye of the Fallen and Tusk. You play bass in Eye of the Fallen, correct?
Mm-hmm.
You play guitar in Tusk. What motivates you? What is it about music that motivates you to want to put all the effort into learning multiple songs from different bands and still writing your own and keeping up with it and all the work that goes into it? What is it that motivates you about music?
Well, I've always had a passion for music, and I love making original music especially. But I've also been really busy the last several years studying here at the university, earning my biology and chemistry degrees. And I'm planning to attend medical school next fall as well, at which point I won't have very much time for music. So during this sort of year off that I've had between schools, I wanted to try to get in as much music as I could and create as much, play as much, do as many shows as I possibly could in that time frame, knowing that once I start medical school next year, there'll be very little time for me to do those things. So I wanted to try to get the ball rolling, learn all the songs, get to where I can go out and play shows with these three bands. And that way, when I go to school next year, hopefully we can still book some gigs here and there and not need as much time to write and prepare music because it's already been written and prepared over this year.
All right. Well, that is Babylon Radio. I want to thank my guest again, John Poulton. Great guest. Interesting topics with his songs and the way he writes music. And we will see you next time. Thanks, John.
Thank you.